One to our November, wait a minute, I'm ahead of myself. Our October Heart Share class for the Heart Center community. My name is Barbara Gabbert, and I'm in Sulphur Springs, Texas, and I am the moderator tonight. Our lovely leader of our Heart Share team, Donna Korth, is convalescing at home, but she is on with us and will be answering a question and participating during the service tonight. Our program tonight, we're doing a heart stream from the seven archangels and their archei. They tell us there are divine solutions to every dire situation and offer answers to our current world challenges. So that is a very encouraging thing to hear. I'd like to turn to our prayer and song for the class tonight, which is on the invitation that you received, either by email or by snail mail. So if you will turn to that prayer with me, let's give this together. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved seven archangels and archei, thanking you and all who work with you for filling us with your light and your instructions on how to make the most of our time while we are fulfilling our assignment as your disciples for our planet now. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. May we all be obedient to the truth. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth, who hunger for more enlightenment, and desire to obey God. Amen. And now we will have our song, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, song number 71 in our songbook.
Troubled, heart, your mind, your soul, your eyes, your world be troubled, nor let them be afraid. Be still and know that I am God, you're in my image made. Inner joy, inner fire, inner calm, inner love, inner poise,
That's one of my favorite songs, and I think it's especially appropriate to these chaotic times that often can be very trying, even to the most stalwart of souls, as we see all kinds of crazy things happening in our world. I'd like to give now the Heart Center
mission and vision.
The mission and vision statements. Thank you, Philip.
Our mission. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities, in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one.
Wonderful. Well, the Heart Center has many activities and all kinds of wonderful things that you can participate in online and in person, depending on where you live. And at the end of our program today, we'll give some announcements about upcoming activities and events. But for right now, let's go ahead with our program. And very first, I'd like to call on Sharon Wallace, who's going to give us a little overview about the seven archangels and their archei. Sharon, take it away.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Okay, so let us start with number seven, and we'll start at the last and come down to number seven, the archangels and archei, Zachiel and Holy Amethyst. The color is violet. They stand for freedom, mercy, and transmutation, and miracles as karma is transmuted. Zachiel helps remove the boulders of opposition to your victory. Number six, Uriel and Aurora, purple and gold with groovy. Well known as the angel of resurrection. They work on service and ministration to all life. Uriel speaks on peace. Says when you lose your equilibrium, return to harmony as fast as you can. Touch your tone of voice. And remember to invoke the seven archangels daily into your life. Number five, Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary. Archangel Raphael is also known as Edison of God, Green Ray. Shades of green. Work on physics, healing, truth, and precipitation. Archangel Raphael gave us the healing source form. He invites us to come to their retreat and study the healing art. Work while you have the light. And that really means balance your karma while you have the strength to pray and call to the violet flame. Transmit your karma before it descends into the physical. Before, Archangel Gabriel and Hope, White Ray, the guard of the Immaculate Conception God designs for every person on earth. Work with purity, the ascension, and resurrection. Angel Gabriel warns that population control is a plot of the Antichrist to deprive souls of the opportunity to win their ascension. Number three, Tamriel and Charity, think. They amplify divine love and compassion. They say, invite us and we will help you with difficult family situations. We will even help you find a job. Number two, Phil and Christine, gold and yellow. This is the ray of the world teachers, God's wisdom and illumination. They amplify Christ consciousness and Buddhic awareness. Raphael will teach you how to commune with the heart of God and experience self-knowledge, meditation. Now, first one, Michael, Archangel Michael and Electric Blue. It stands for God's power, protection, faith, God's will. Sponsors the police and other law enforcement. Together, they defend the children of God from the end. Call to Michael daily in prayers and songs. This is a gift from Archangel Michael from April 22nd, 1961. This is offered especially to those of advancing years. He says, ask me secretly within your heart to come to you at the moment of transition, and I will materialize and cut you free. To help you enter the realms of light. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Sharon. It's great to hear all those wonderful qualities of the angels. And now we will begin the message from them. This art stream was originally given on September 12th, 2021, so it is very recent. Go ahead, Mr. Phil.
Dearest ones, we, the seven archangels and our divine complements, greet you in the living flame of eternal love, compassion, and joy. We radiate the holy frequencies of the Godhead, step down in vibration for each of you to experience and benefit by for your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health at this seminal time in your life. The problems in the world today and moving into 2022 would have seemed unfathomable just a few short years ago. All that has recently transpired has moved many to fear and trembling, as well as a questioning of the very nature of civilization upon earth today and how authority is wielded by governments, institutions, and those in positions of power worldwide. Although this fear has many negative consequences in both your collective and personal lives, it has also caused many to awaken to deeper insights into the causes behind all that is affecting your lives, your liberty, and your spiritual paths. The coming year 2022 may prove to be challenging to many who are not fully tethered to their source by a deep connection with the Divine One through inner spiritual work and conscientious effort on a daily basis. Their worlds have already been turned upside down and inside out, and more of the same will continue so long as they remain fully ensconced in the mortal reality of third-dimensional illusion and Maya. Those who have no solid mooring in the higher realities of heaven's ways and means may continue to suffer and experience the dissolution of all that they have held dear. As plagues, violent storms, and other planetary upheavals continue worldwide.
I would like to open up this question to everyone. Can you think of some examples of how our world has been turned upside down and inside out?
*6 to unmute and *6 to mute back again.
So anyone who can think of something and would like to contribute a thought, please press *6 and speak up.
Okay, can I speak up?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, sure. Well, I'm in Canada, and my concern is here in Alberta, they've, even though they say they have not made it mandatory for the vaccination, they're putting pressure on us. Like it's Satan, it's putting the pressure on people. You can't even go to your local coffee store for coffee or tea. So I mean, I take tea, but anyways, we can't go like to the normal places that we used to go. So what's up with that? It's like, it's basically they want us to have the mark of the beast. Let's face it. We all know not to take the vaccination, if at all possible, unless it's a placebo or something, but that's what they want to do, is they want to put that pressure on us so bad. And you know, they did that to me in the hospital without my consent. That it was great pressure for me. They gave me something I did not know in 2018, May 1st. They did not tell me what it was or why. They went against our Constitution of Canada. They said, this is going to kill you. And it didn't. By the grace of God, I made the sign of the cross that it didn't kill me then. But they said the next time they will have, imagine that. I must be really wanted or something. Like, I haven't even, to my knowledge, done anything wrong, you know. They won't tell me why. But the next time they said, I will be, like 100 police officers around me to tie me down to, and that's why I'm asking to actually become a refugee of the American, because I just want to get out of here. They actually want to kill me over this, just because I won't want to take the mark of the beast. It's that bad here. People don't realize in Canada, you think it's all good and glorious. And I was born and raised here. I'm telling you, I need to be the one to go to a refugee somewhere else. Please pray for me.
Thank you very much for your contribution.
Thanks.
Press *6 now, please.
Well, she uses something different.
Oh, okay. Lorianne. Anyone else that can think of an example of how things have been turned upside down and inside out? That was a pretty dramatic testimony. Can anyone think of something in your particular town or state that you see that seems to make no sense anymore? Richard.
Hey.
Sorry, Geraldine, I have a comment.
Go ahead, Geraldine.
All the firefighters and the policemen in both in Chicago and New York and other places around the country are really, they are protectors, and they're refusing to take it. They would rather lose their jobs, lose their pensions, and everything else than go along with, and that's, you know, again, that's kind of an upside down situation in the sense that these are people who would give their lives for other, you know, all citizens. But so they're finding that they have to save their own lives and stick by their own principles. So that's kind of upside down and backwards.
Yes, it is.
I have some suggestions.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Well, one thing, nobody wants to work. Every store you see says now hiring. Everyone. And they're sending out this free money to a lot of people, and they were making more money than if they worked. So it's terrible that nobody wants to go to work. And I don't know how they're going to survive, period, in the long run. But then you go to the stores and there's nothing on the shelves because there's nobody there to stock it. And I do think that people have some of the states that have seceded from the Union. And Texas does not need to, because all the East Coast, they're getting away from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They don't even believe in it. They want to do away with them. And that's just terrible. We in the middle states, we would like to keep America, keep our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Yes, I read an article today about several counties in Western Maryland that would like to secede and join West Virginia because they don't feel that they're being represented by their politicians in Maryland. And there's also several counties in Eastern Oregon and a couple in Northern California that are petitioning to join Idaho because they feel like their voices will be heard there. They don't feel like they're being represented by their own state governments. So, yeah, there's just a lot of upside down, inside out kind of stuff going on, that's for sure. I see Richard Zemak's hand is up there. Go ahead, Richard.
So one thing that concerned me was the proposal of the IRS to be able to view any account that we have that has more than $600 in it and view at the transaction level. I don't know the status of that at this moment, but that's like Big Brother being able to go and see that you bought some at Walgreens today or the gas station or something.
Yeah, it's highly intrusive. I agree. Anyone else with a comment or a?
This is Margaret. I want to make a comment because I kind of watch all on the YouTube, all countries in the world, and basically the information from all regions of the world, Europe, you know, Russia, and, you know, all countries, Israel. Let me tell you, it's the same situation in every single country, which I think requires us to pray for every single, you know, for every single country and all the people in the world, because we are basically, as a humankind or as a light bearers, really have somebody trying to do something really not very good thing for with us. So that's, you know, that's what I gather from all information I get. In a matter of fact, it's very interesting because all the governments in the world conspiring against people of their own countries and against their own economy. And against their, their children, their little ones. So it's amazing what's really going on. I mean, it's unimaginable. I mean, it's not only in the United States and Canada, it's all over. I mean, it's all over. So we need to up our spiritual work. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Thank you, yes? Margaret. Does someone else have a comment?
Hi, this is Maria. Go ahead.
Maria,
Maria or?
Who was next? Okay, Maria Ramirez. Go ahead, honey.
Okay, I just want to say that over here, the news media, with their lies propagated, their people are still very fearful. And taking the shots, I mean, they're running to take those shots. I saw a family, a mother taking their children to receive those shots, and I was so appalled, and I felt so sorry for these children, you know. And I'm going to tell you about some of my grandchildren that have been going to school. If they complain about a headache or just not feeling good, even though they don't look like they have anything bad, they just send them home. And they cannot come back until they take their shots, and they want to make sure that they're negative. And so the children can even complain about anything. now they're giving, yesterday I heard from one of my granddaughters that their daughter just complained was not feeling good, and that they sent her home with a kit so the parents could take the test. And I think that's so terrible. And it hurts my heart to know, you know, that all this stuff is really happening all over. So yes, like she said, the lady before me said, we need to upgrade our calls to the angels with all the fervor, with all that we have within us. You know, during the night, we wake up during the night, say those prayers, say those rosaries, call upon the angels. They're willing to help us in any way they can. And things will turn around and be good again. But we have to have that faith. And that's what I had to contribute. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Who is next?
Hi, this is Carolyn. And I just wanted to say that there is nothing that isn't upside down, inside out. This whole world has gone nutso. It's like down in Australia, they're hunting down the Aborigines out in the wilderness, and they're fighting back with bows and arrows. I mean, that's crazy. The people that are coming in across the border, they're shipping them all over the United States, giving them 2,000 plus to set them up. They don't have to have the jab, the snake venom. It's not even a vaccine anyway. It's an experimental drug that sets you up for 5G. It's not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is coming later. This is all a setup for one world government, one world order. So, anyway,
yeah, it's definitely not about health. It's about control.
No, absolutely, total control.
Thank you, Carol.
100%. Yeah.
Anyone else that cares to make a comment?
Yes. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Go ahead.
There is more. There's so much more to this jab. They are ramping up all of the junk that they're trying to get into people's bodies, including parasites, that mm-hmm. they did an experiment in one lab where they took something like a hydra and they chopped it all up in a blender, and every single piece stayed alive. And they want all this junk into people. They want to kill as many people as they possibly can, and the rest that might have the strength to survive, be enslaved.
Mm-hmm. Well, we choose freedom. I think it's time to hear some more from the angels. So let us continue with our heart stream.
Yet for those who look up and live in the presence of holy truth and divine reason, the infinite light of oneness will expand within their worlds, impelling them to reach deeper and higher, to know the unity field of beingness within and behind all that exists. And the outer world of the past will give way to the inner world of the future, wherein divine love, virtue, and brother-sisterhood will bear holy fruit in their lives, moving them to new spiritual experiences and explorations, as well as compelling opportunities for greater service to all.
The angels talk about the unity field of beingness here. Donna Korth was going to give some information about that. Are you ready for your turn, Donna?
Yes, I'm ready. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
go right ahead.
Okay. Well, the unity field of being, this is very interesting. It can be very simple or it can be involved. But basically, we are all holograms. Our bodies and everything in them are part of our holograms. And we are part of God's hologram spiritually, where we are a success. So let me explain. A hologram, in the least complicated form, is a child's toy in which you take a group of empty blocks that fit within each other, starting with a very small one and going to the next and the next until they're all fitting together in one final creation. When the child learns how to do this, he has just created the simplest hologram called the stack, all the parts together making one. Our bodies are much more complicated holograms. Every cell is next to another cell, and all the cells, usually seen in one of our organs, are working together to make the organ work correctly. So when some of the cells decide not to cooperate with the other cells, for instance, let's say your spleen or your colon, what happens to the rogue cells? They become cancerous. At this point, they have to be removed. They no longer fit. They're no longer one with the good cells that are working together. If I had time, I would share many other holograms that occur in our bodies, which all together make up the whole body of each of us. We're all part of the being we call God, with one difference. We are spiritual beings. It is the spiritualness that becomes the oneness of and a part of God, like being a cell in the body of God, only a spiritual cell. And we are spiritual cells, those of us on this phone call, in the body of God. If you ever read any near-death experience books, you will often hear the author say, in heaven, all of us are one, and you will sense in an overwhelming way a sense of oneness that is different from anything we experience or see on earth. And when these near-death experiencers return to Earth, much to their chagrin, and have to finish up the work in their Earth bodies, they still feel the awesomeness of this heavenly oneness, and a little bit of the heavenly oneness clings to them. They are always changed for the better spiritually, and they seek to meditate and become one with God thereafter. I remember reading this very thing that happened to a man named Daniel Brinkley, who was almost an alcoholic ex-Marine, and he was struck by lightning, and they thought he was dead. He went to heaven and was gone for about 20 minutes or so. When he came back, he was just overwhelmed.
My life, my private parts.
Somebody's talking. Anyway, when he came back, he was desirous only of becoming more one with God. And he has done many wonderful things since he's been back because of this oneness spiritually that he developed by meditating on God. Now, this is what we all seek right now, right here. You can often feel it when we meditate and pray, or when we follow the command in the Bible to be still and know that I am God. This is what the angels in the heart stream are encouraging us to do, to know the unity field of beingness, which is really the sense of oneness with all that is in a spiritual sense. The spiritualness of everyone. Our bodies practice it physically poorly, but our spirits seek it, and the angels help us find it, as they're saying in this art stream. Since we are spiritual beings, we can sense this unity if we meditate. What do you think happens in the heart center when we all pray together in unison? I don't know of any other group that does this quite like this. I'm sure there are some that do decrees and prayers together in unison, but there's a tremendous power of oneness when we do this together. It's more powerful when we do it together than when we do it all by ourselves in most cases. So it's very important to sing together and decree together, because it forms oneness in the simplest form. Even Mother Mary has said several times, when you all sing together, she said, you are so one. It's so powerful. And she told us some of the decrees and prayers we do are more powerful if we sing them. So we have a number of our prayers and decrees that we sing as songs also. And some of the masters have said, if you'll just take my prayer and sing it, you will have, you know, sing it once, it equals three times to do it as a decree. So I know that our tourists in Victoria have a promise like that. They say, do our prayer as a song. It's much more powerful. And they tell us all the things that we can accomplish by doing it. So it's very important for us all to meditate, yes, because that's where we learn how to make our initial contact with our spiritual self and the spiritual part of our I am that I am, I am presence. I am presence. So be sure you join us in our morning broadcast where you can and get the HeartShare song and decree book so that you can turn to those prayers and decrees, although a lot of them are right online with the words for you. But get that prayer and song book and you can hugely improve your own karma, your own spirituality and power behind everything you say and you decree with us. We all become one, as we are meant to be when we go to heaven. And that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Donna. The word Antakarana comes to mind. This is a word that Lanello used to use regularly in his talks and discourses, which is a Sanskrit word for basically the unity field of being, I believe, where all life is connected and that we are together as one. Thank you very much for that information. We're going to go on with our heart stream now.
We, the archangels, wield the divine solutions to every devilish entrapment, dire situation, and debilitating disease experienced by every being evolving upon earth. When called upon, we are able to deliver exactly what each of you requires at any given moment in your lives, no matter how insane your condition, volatile your situation, or intense the issue that is squarely staring you in the face. We have been blessed with the ability to bring miracle light and intercessory grace in precisely the quotient and formula required to anyone who prays for assistance, especially when he or she engages in a passionate utterance for immediate help for self or others. If you believe in angels and archangels, you also believe in miracles, which are not really the setting aside of cosmic law. Instead, as a divine infusion of cosmic energy, as a result of a sincere call to heaven, a miracle allows for a stupendous release of light to manifest that replaces a portion of duality with the higher reality of divine unity. For within God's domain, all things are possible. So, as part of heaven descends into earth, the seemingly impossible now is expressed and anchored in a most tangible and amazing manner.
I'd like to open up this next question also to everyone on the broadcast. Can you think of an example in your own personal life of a situation where you witnessed or personally experienced a miracle or saw a miracle, were privy to witnessing a miracle in someone else.
I can comment. I have a really, is that okay?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. So May 1st, 2018, that actually ended up being St. Germain Day. I didn't realize, it's wonderful. But at the same time, the nurse had come in to me and said, you must look up heartcenter.org before you go home and so on. So I marked it on my phone. That was the good part. But then the doctor snapped and she says, we're going to kill you and there's nothing you can do about it. And sure enough, they gave me a lethal injection because I would not sleep with this man that they wanted me to sleep with. Anyways, this is crazy stuff going on. I'm not joking. And I just learned that I had been taught the wrong thing as a Jehovah's Witness, but actually Jesus died by the cross. And she says, don't make the sign of the cross and take your blue jacket off. And I says, why would you do that when you're going against the Constitution of Canada? You're not telling me what or why you're giving me this lethal injection. So I made the sign of the cross and I put my faith in Jesus. And I'm telling you, by the grace of God, I'm here to tell you the truth that I survived by Jesus Christ. And I went to Jerusalem since then, got baptized in the Jordan River. And sure enough, even though I was solely saved by the true faith, or as far as I'm concerned, doing the creed, you know, the Nicene Creed. Anyways, the devil for 4 hours one night said he wanted me to commit suicide, euthanasia, because that's legal here in Canada now. And please, everybody, just mark it before you go into your doctor. Mark it, because they want to trick you. That is actually killing yourself. So that is all just a trick of Satan. And so now I have it written on my doctor's records, no euthanasia. I want to die like a faithful old monk of old age. You know what I mean? So I just want it, I want people to get through all the little tricks that Satan has up his hat. That's all. That's my whole quest here, you know?
Well, thank you very much, Lorianne, for your
testimony.
Does anyone else have any evidence of miracles, great or small, that they would like to share with us? Star 6 to speak, to unmute yourself.
Hi, this is Lenore.
Lenore, go right ahead.
Okay, so this was 9 years ago when my grandbabies were born. And they were 2.5 months premature, and they each weighed about 2.5 pounds. And so that was very scary. And we had to evaluate, you know, what the various situations were with each one of them. And the one that I feel is pretty miraculous is my grandson had some brain hemorrhaging. And I was talking to the nurse and I was asking her about it and, you know, what happens with that and what, you know, and she said, well, usually the the blood is reabsorbed by the body. She said, but, you know, many times part of the brain tissue is also reabsorbed. And I was like, oh, that is not good. That would be very terrible. So I had all my heart friends on alert, and they were all praying. And, of course, I was really praying and thinking, oh, my gosh, is this little boy going to be, you know. So anyway, as it turns out, he was perfectly fine. Everything got healed up, and he didn't have a problem with his brain after that. He is a very smart little boy, and I really consider that a miracle. So I am just grateful, you know, the power of prayer, the power of the answer to the prayer. You know, like that, you know, you just mentioned, you know, the archangels are there ready to do these things. And there were so many people praying for these babies that, you know, the miracle light was there and was able to be used. So I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thanks, Lenore.
Oh, this is Margaret. This is Margaret. I want to tell you a couple of stories which happened to me when I was on my trip when my mom passed away and I had to go to Russia to deal with the paperwork, to deal with the property, to deal with, you know, with a lot of things. And And I had a couple of miracles, you know, actually happened to me over there. I actually will be talking about three of them. One miracle was how to structure it nicely. Okay. One miracle was when I was disposing the artifacts of my mom's home. We had the icon over there, very old, ancient icon painted by very, very old master. And, and I knew that I could not take it out because they will never let me go out, take it out from Russia, So I went to the icon and I said, Mother Mary, it's you. Where do you want to go? I mean, what I have to do. And Mother Mary nicely told me that I have to go to a certain cathedral, and she named the cathedral where I'm supposed to be going. So I said, okay, Mother Mary, so we are going to that cathedral. So when I went to that cathedral, what happened is this. They were organizing another church downstairs, and that's where... And they were so excited to see this icon over there that they, they could put it over for people to see and pray around. And I was just like relieved. And I think it was a miracle because, I got the news that that particular cathedral needed her, icon from Mother Mary. Another interesting thing, and my mom, is a believer. She's a sweet, she always had her heart was always with God. And she had several books about the Russian saints. And one particular saint was over there, Serafim Sarovsky, and the book about him. And I decided to read that book. I went to one of the Russian cathedrals and I prayed before his icon for guidance. And, and then I went home and I started reading that book. So then I decided to cook something. So I'm going to the kitchen, I'm turning on, they have all gas stoves. And the gas, the color of the gas is usually blue, okay? So I'm turning on the gas stoves and the flame comes out of the gas stove is orange, like yellow orange. I mean, unusual color. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, in Russia they have orange, gas stoves, with the orange flames instead of, blue flames. So turning it off, and then I'm turning on another burner. And then another burner comes out with the same thing. And I was like, okay, I just will turn around, leave this stuff alone, and I'm going to, go continue reading the book. And then I looked at the top of the book. And the cover of the book was where it was his picture. And his halo was orange color, with yellow. And I was thinking to myself, what a nice surprise, that he showed. And after that, then I went to the kitchen and the flame was normal, okay? So another one, me and my cousin, we went to the cemetery to respect my father and his mother. They were in the same cemetery. And so when we were coming, Russian cemeteries is not like, in the United States when you can see all of it at once. It's like a forest growing on, and there is a mausoleums and the big,
Right. Margaret, I hate to interrupt you, dear Margaret, but you've been talking for over 5 minutes now, and we need to go on with our program.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I should have told people to begin with that please limit your comments to 3 minutes if you possibly can, so we won't be here all night. I know everybody's got wonderful stories, and we really appreciate hearing them.
No problem.
Thank you, dear.
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
No, no press star six, please.
Hello, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Go ahead. 3 minutes or less.
Yes, I will try. This
Thank
is
you.
Archangel Michael, who has literally saved me maybe 7 or 8 times in this lifetime. And I was coming out of a market. It was the 6th of August. And I was still kind of hobbling, getting over from having shattered my right heel. And I'm crossing the drive right from the store into the parking lot. And no car is coming right where I'm crossing, except toward me, where the cars are supposed to stop when people are crossing there. This big, shiny SUV is turning, making not a nice, tight military left turn, but turning right where I was crossing, which I should have been. I was in the other lane that should not have even been near me. Coming head on would have hit me, and I'm hollering, stop, stop, don't you see me? Finally, I just said, Archangel Michael, save me, because I knew that's what it was going to take. I was literally saying that I was not going to be with my partner when he got his book published if I didn't survive this. And there was some sort of a miracle, because as that car turned, it literally missed hitting my arm by 1 inch. So I'm here to tell the tale.
Well, we're glad you are. That's all it takes is an inch. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Thank God for that inch. Well, thank you very much, everyone who's contributed your miracle stories. We're going to go on with the heart stream now.
Barbara, before you go on, can I just do one short miracle story?
Okay, do your quickie. Do your quickie, Geraldine.
It was 1967. I was with a small group of people who I didn't know well, and were involved in drugs, and their energy was very, very negative. And I think I had taken something at that point, because I was seeing the energy and the energy fields, and it was putting me really out of balance. So all of a sudden, from behind me, I could feel a very large presence of light. Sorry, it's kind of emotional. And they put one hand on each shoulder and just said, it's okay, go within. And that saved my life.
Well, we know who that probably was, our good friend Archangel Michael. We are grateful for his intercession in your life. Great. Well, I'm glad he saved you and so many others. Let's go on with the heart stream now.
For every human problem that exists, a divine solution awaits acceptance through complete belief and total faith that the Divine One still rules the roost within the earth and the lives of the intrepid devotee of the light, the servant of God in man, woman, and child. You may call to any or all of us to intercede in any and all domains in your world, dear hearts. In fact, the more calls you make, the merrier, for we are more than willing to bring our sacred gifts to bear to save souls, to heal minds, to mend bodies, and to set all upon a true course back to the source of all things bright and beautiful, dear and glorious. With this in mind, the year 2022 is marked for the acceleration of the purification of all life on earth through the processes of spiritual transmutation, as the violet light of Aquarius intensifies in your lives and worlds. Long ago, many native elders foresaw this time and were aware that although it seemed to be a time of decay and destruction, all that would occur would be necessary for a renewal of grace and for the reconnecting of souls to the Earth Mother and to the Spirit Father.
Dwin, would you like to offer some information about what the Native elders, what they foresaw about this time in history, please?
Am I unmuted completely?
Yes, that's great. Go ahead, Dwin.
Okay. Well, I found most of my information from Thomas Banyaka, a Hopi messenger, and Floyd Red Crow Westerman, a teacher and activist. And I'm just going to share a little bit on what I learned and add. As messenger and translator for Hopi elders since 1948, Thomas Banyaka Sr. Traversed the globe trying to help people understand the warnings revealed in the Hopi prophecy. And November 1995, the Sacred Land Film Project followed. Thomas and the Whole Life Expo in Las Vegas, where he made 2-hour presentations over 2 days. And then some background, two events caused Hopi elders to call an unprecedented meeting in 1948. The United States government's creation of the Indian Claims Commission, designed to extinguish Aboriginal title to land held by Native Americans, was paying the money for lands taken, but not affirming title to land or returning lands taken. And the gourd full of ashes raining fire from the sky in the form of atom bombs dropped on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. These two events confirm prophecies held by individual Hopi clans. And when the elders met to discuss the meaning of these alarming developments, they selected 4 young Hopi men to serve as translators, interpreters, and messengers to carry a warning to the outside world. The inventions and writings of the white man, Aka Bahana in Hopi, were now in such extreme violation of natural law and the instructions of the Great Spirit that Western technological industrial society threatened all of humanity with the same apocalyptic fate that has met 3 previous worlds. Thomas Banyaka Sr. was one of the messengers chosen to deliver the warning and the positive call to action embodied in Hopi prophecy. And so what do the elders have to say? The path of science and technology can still be intertwined with a mystical path, a spiritual path, as they were from the beginning. Water is the bridge. It will bring us back together again. And we have been through several stages of science, and now we have reached another paradigm called quantum mechanics, quantum physics, as the Hopi always taught. And we are part of the hydraulic cycle, attuned with nature. We are not separated. We are connected to everything on Earth, within the ocean, the cosmos, the universe. And water reacts to our energy, to our emotions, to our prayers. That water is sacred, spiritual, powerful, says Thomas. And there's got to be a paradigm shift based on what we learn from doctors and other scientists to sustain life. We must bring harmony back to Earth, to bring holiness back to Earth, and the mission of mankind. And we are letting science and technology take control of our lives. We worship technology and science and ignoring Creator as Spirit. As one race, we must bring our hearts and minds together in our intent of sending out our energies, bring harmony, love back to Earth, bring peace, love. You are our last hope. And this last little message was from Floyd Red Crow, just precious beings who are really, truly doing their part in awakening people.
Thank you very much, Dwin. I remember reading a Hopi prophecy back in 2003, and the very last sentence said that we ourselves are the ones we have been waiting for. So that's a pretty amazing concept. You know, quit waiting for someone, something outside of you to save the earth, to save your life, to save whatever. we ourselves are the ones that we have been waiting for, that are saving it. And we here in the Heart Center, we feel very committed to that idea, and we work together diligently on a daily, sometimes an hourly basis, to accomplish this very end. And we work together with the heavenly beings, with the archangels and the angels, to bring about positive change in the earth. And we are grateful for all of these wonderful teachings. We're going to go on now with the Heart Stream.
Those who live to love, give, and serve will be protected, blessed, and overshined by us. Those who continue to abuse the light vouchsafed to them by the Creator in the beginning will experience the accelerated deterioration of their ability to foist their dark deeds upon humanity and to control the current narrative via a misguided media through obfuscation and dishonesty. All dark and negative deeds will continue to be exposed, even as new opportunities for reconciliation and total healing will appear left and right for those who have given their lives for the enlightenment and freedom of all life upon Mother Earth. Today I give you one key, and it is this: call to us with fervor and divine enthusiasm to enter your world to prevent evil deeds, to save souls, and to safeguard children, both the unborn and the born, as well as all trapped in human trafficking webs around the world. Impel us to intercede to guide your leaders to act in accord with God's will. Send us on missions to purify the air, water, and soil as never before, so all may live in purity's flame, able to partake of healthy food and drink, and be educated in the ways of the righteous ones who understand the importance of safeguarding nature now and always.
Well, Donna Dreegan has something to say at this point about the key to dealing with all these upside down and inside out situations that we were talking about earlier. Go ahead, Donna.
Well, the key is to call with divine enthusiasm. Don't just mumble the words, but with enthusiasm to enter our world to prevent all of these evil deeds, and to intercede and to guide our leaders to act accordingly with God's will. Send them on missions that we need to fulfill. But divine enthusiasm. Enter our world. That's the key.
That's the key. Thank you, Donna. I hope you are all divinely enthusiastic. Now we'll continue with the Heart Stream.
A clear and sincere call to us coalesces a light portal in your world through which we may enter and provide all manner of intercessory graces and gifts of the Spirit. And you may be surprised how your prayers for others will also result in a special blessing for you and your families, dear hearts. Oh, if only many more would simply believe in our existence and know the science of the spoken word and how it can make the difference during these dark days upon your planet. We will also teach many of you in our etheric retreats in the heaven world, if you pray to be taken to these sacred centers of light before you retire at night. You will be entrusted with more and more keys to helping your brothers and sisters around the globe in meeting the challenges of 2022 and beyond. Inspired scientists will discover new remedies for many maladies. Holy Spirit-empowered disciples will invoke and manifest miracles of healing, as well as prophecies of light to counter all that could occur through ignorance and illusory living.
And now Lenore will tell us something about the etheric retreats of the seven archangels. Go ahead, Lenore.
Okay. Well, Archangel Michael and Faith's etheric retreat is in the Canadian Rockies at Banff near Lake Louise. And he also has a focus of light over Central Europe, which I didn't remember. Jophiel and Christine have a retreat over the plains of Central China, south of the Great Wall near Lanzhou. Samuel and Charity maintain an etheric retreat over St. Louis, Missouri. It's called the Temple of the Crystal Pink Flame. So the gateway arch can be seen as an arc of divine love, forming a bridge between this retreat and that of the Elohim of the third ray, Eros and Amora, in the etheric realm over Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Gabriel and Hope's retreat is located between Sacramento and Mount Shasta, California. As Archangel and Archia of the fourth ray of purity and the ascension, they also serve with Jesus and Mother Mary at the temple of the resurrection over the Holy Land, and with Serapis Bey, Lord of the fourth ray, at the etheric retreat of the Ascension Temple at Luxor, Egypt. Raphael and Mary have their retreat over Fatima, Portugal. Mother Mary also has a healing retreat in the heaven world over the area of Paradise Valley, Montana, where the Healing Light retreat is. Uriel and Aurora's retreat is over the Tatra Mountains, south of Krakow, Poland. And Zagiel and Holy Amethyst, the Temple of Purification, was once a physical temple and is now in the etheric realm over the island of Cuba. Priests of the Sacred Fire on Atlantis took their training under the order of Lord Zagiel here, and their service to life drew the momentum that prevented the island, which we know as Cuba, from sinking. So there you have it, Barbara.
Wonderful. There we all have it. So at night when you are falling asleep, be sure and remember to call to the archangels, whichever one you feel drawn to, and ask them to take you in your finer body to their retreat and teach you and guide you and heal you and whatever you require, and ask them and send them on missions, like it says in the heart stream. Now we're going to continue with the final part of the heart stream.
We expect each of you who will listen to or read our words to act with courage and grace as you move forward on your path of oneness back to your source. Yes, we are Michael and Faith, Jophiel and Christine, Chamiel and Charity, Gabriel and Hope, Raphael and Mary, Uriel and Aurora, and Zachiel and Holy Amethyst. As your seven archangels and archei, we infuse you with love, determination, and wisdom to pass your initiations, to charge forth into the future with joy, and to be victorious in all your endeavors, precious ones. Thank you for listening to our message and living in the light of your divine presence always.
And thank you, beloved archangels, for being with us tonight and teaching us. And now that we're at the end of our heart stream, I'd like to turn it over to Dwayne, who's going to tell us a little bit about some upcoming events in the Heart Center. Take it away, Dwayne.
Thank you. Can you hear me?